Tkachuk holds it in, locks in, shoots, and scores! Matthew Tkachuk finds the five hole of Mikko Koskinen, and the Flames are back out in front by two. It is 8-6.
Doncic stops, spins, locks the ball. Looney finds Curry in the middle of the floor. Curry in no hurry, now dribbles in, step back, takes a three left side, pops it, good! Curry
in no hurry. I love that. A distinctive voice of the radio guy for the Warriors.
We've had him on before.
He's got that unique voice.
Good.
Curry in no hurry, but he is dancing on the mats.
Yeah.
Good.
Curry must be all right on the dance floor.
He likes to do that.
You know, every now and again, and you about got every 8, 9, 10 games, he gets a little squirrely.
Mm-hmm. I think the guy's having fun. And Curry, he also,
in no hurry now.
He remembers if you dance on him, he can give it right back to you. And they're up 1-0 in that series. Also, one of the craziest playoff games of recent memory last night were the Calgary Stampeders beat the Edmonton Eskimos 9-6 in a game that was played on ice for the Battle of Alberta.
I'd just like to be Calgary and have put up an 18 spot the last two times you've seen Edmonton. I mean, that's almost uncanny. 9-6 and then 9-5.
Well, especially you're coming off a seven-game series where you scored 15 goals.
Yeah, Gary Suter, he was in rare form last night. And he doesn't strike me as like a comedian, but he had some snark and a little sarcasm to him.
When they scored two goals in the first 51 seconds, life comes at you fast. Mike Smith was a hero in the Edmonton Kings series. Yeah.
How about my man handling the puck like Chris Paul sometimes when he just like bounces balls off his shin for no reason? I mean, it was wild.
It was 9-6. And Edmonton didn't.
My man thinks he's a forward.
Hey, Edmonton, by the way, didn't have a power play goal. If you told me that Edmonton scored six goals and none of them would be on the power play.
Yeah. Well, they were flirting with disaster early, and Calgary, as someone liked to say, my older ex or whatever you call it, mother-in-law is from Calgary.
Oh, she doesn't just like.
And she says Calgary.
She doesn't love the name?
No, but she did turn me on to pierogies, so that was one bonus. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to keep it pushing. Hey, so I don't know.
Probably a wise move there.
Edmonton's just a terrible matchup for them. There's something about the way that they play defensively that is very appealing to Calgary. Because they find the back of the net. And they find it often. They almost hit them with 2-10 spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not going to
see. I mean, come on, man.
Probably not going to see a 9-6 game the rest of the way.
Aren't they a 2-1 fave in that series or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed high to have McJesus on your team, but he obviously is not behind net.
What a great atmosphere to have those two in the same province battling.
Oh, the redouts, and they've had the whiteouts, the saddle.
In Calgary, they are, of course, former home of the Olympics.
Yeah.
They love their hockey, and the Calgary Stampede held every summer.
Hey, how would you like to be the Rangers and took the L last night? I mean, you wait until a couple minutes left in that one and then can't get it done in OT? That one may leave a mark.
Losers.
Well, then the guy that scores the game-winning goal just doesn't score. I mean, score's very rare. And Carolina played pretty well. They only had one penalty, but they were helped by great goaltending against a guy that used to be on your roster.
Yeah.
And Carolina's up 1-0 in that
series. I do like Gallant, though. He's obvious. Unfortunately, we heard a lot from him because, you know, the Pens just had a series with those guys. But my man, he's funny and tense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guys are not all that interesting when they appear to be that dialed in. He's kind of funny.
Are we still on track for your natural disasters there, Gary? You said you won four.
He won his hurricane. Was it hurricane?
So the Hurricanes are up 1-0. The Lightning are up 1-0. The Avalanche are up 1-0.
Okay.
And I lost my other team.
Oh.
I have the Avalanche. I have. Who did
so
I
no,
have?
Okay. That answers my question.
No. Yeah, that's it. Because that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we can only have an Avalanche, a Lightning Storm, or a Hurricane.
But you could have. The last two could still be.
Yes, we will have. Hopefully, one of those. I'll make it interesting. Maybe the fringe hockey fan will go, oh, that's kind of unique. So I'm back in. We welcome you back into Sharp and Betting in the Morning. This is the final weekend of the regular season of college baseball. This time next week will be the morning after the opening day of the Big Ten baseball tournament downtown. I would say, what do you think the attendance will be? But we don't know if Nebraska
will be
there.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, there'll be plenty of people that will be doing it. But will Nebraska be there? So Nebraska opens up a series against Michigan State. You know what kind of a season it has been for Nebraska. It has been a very uneven season. And usually this time of the year, you're gaining momentum either for your conference tournament or to go into the NCAA tournament. And Nebraska, the only way they get there is, first of all, they got to get to the Big Ten tournament, and then they got to win the automatic bid. So they've got to play good baseball for essentially maybe 5 days.
How's that going to happen?
I'm not looking ahead. One game at a time. One pitch. One out, one inning, one victory. Now, they play Michigan State. So, essentially, you can't worry about anybody else. Nebraska's got to get to 11 wins. Now, Maryland and Purdue play, and Maryland's trying to stay in the discussion to host, which is a pretty good chance, but they can't go and stumble against Purdue. Nebraska needs some help. They need Purdue or Maryland to win at least one game, and then it would help if Nebraska swept. The likelihood of that, Michigan State is not a great team. They do not have great pitching, so they're not going to overpower Nebraska. They have at times struggled with really, really good pitching. This is not really, really good pitching that will be at Haymarket Park wearing the green. But does anybody believe that they can just win? That's what they're saying. Hey, let's just win.
Just win, baby.
Because there is the craziness of just Nebraska win, could go from not making the 8-team tournament to somehow wildness happens and they are fifth, yeah, and people are losing their mind.
Wouldn't that be so fitting?
In this season, definitely. I mean, their game, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Now, I think they take care of business this weekend.
Oh, stop.
Yes, I do believe they take care of business.
You talk about myopic. Absolutely nothing has happened to lead you to believe that that would be the case.
I'm focusing on the opponent.
Halfway there. Prayer, or however that goes. Who's that song? Shane Bon Jovi?
No, John.
John Bon Jovi?
Yeah, J-O-N.
Oh, is that a lead paint moment?
For you, yes.
Ask Sherman Williams. Or Bear. Isn't Bear a big one? Is it Bear?
What, Grill Bear? Bears?
Who? Isn't there a paint can that has like a bear on it? It's Bear, right?
I don't know Sherwin Williams.
It's no, Sherman, the old running back from Central, Iowa State.
I don't believe that there's a paint company named after him.
Or is it Sherwin and Peabody?
I'm just asking a simple question. Can Nebraska baseball win?
I just seeing if you can hit a curveball, man. I like kind of. Now you're not sure which it is.
Now, hey, they haven't hit a lot of curveballs.
It's Sherwin.
Sherwin.
Yes.
So you just answered the question.
Let's not have the jingle jiggle thing with the money.
You
like
are
yesterday.
Saying that, you know, they start throwing Brock at the soft the. Freshman, no, he was a sophomore. Oh, he's a freshman from Elkhorn South. That he's going to do work tonight, and you just said they will sure for sure win.
Hey, in the storm you trust, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're not supposed to struggle to get here, and I don't know what if Nebraska won this weekend and got here, what they'd look like against possibly being an 8-seed play in Maryland.
Sometimes that's the gist of it.
To get here and go 2 in the queue would be a. I mean, if you get here, you got to win it, right? That's what you're here to do. Win it all. Win, baby. I have faith that they will get the job done Thursday, Friday, Saturday against Michigan State.
I believe something is wrong with you.
No, I'm looking at Michigan State.
I fully look at
you. I know
your
Nebraska's
boy.
Not great, but Michigan State doesn't pitch it real well.
As I'm over here looking at your guy Tyler Hero and his gear and how he wears his hats and whether he's sleeveless, I know exactly why you like him. You want to be?
I would like him better if he.
It
shot
is Bear.
Was
thank
more
you.
Consistent.
I knew I wasn't crazy, but it's pronounced differently, almost like Bear Wrens.
Oh, like Bear Grylls. Just like I said.
What's Bear Grylls? Bear has grills.
Mm-hmm.
Like false teeth or the
mm-hmm.
stuff you cook on.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
So like Baron Miles is what you're saying?
Oh my gosh! See, total lead paint. Total lead paint.
What, like a New Jersey Barons?
Bear Grylls is a British businessman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a person.
Yeah.
He embarks on a bunch of adventures and
yeah.
travels the world.
Travel, yeah. Big time traveler.
Yeah, glad.
Shane, you don't have a lot of confidence in him.
Yeah, no idea who the world you're talking about.
Well, he's worldly. You should know.
British travelers? It's not in my Rolodex.
4200, please.
What the?
Well, just get another card. Put it in there. You'll be fine. Fill that Rolodex out.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
There's room for expansion there.
In my head?
No, in your Rolodex. You can always update it.
What's wrong with this?
Let me just answer a tweet here, shall I? From Channel 3, Sean. He doesn't like my optimism this weekend.
He says,
you do remember the last 2 out of 3 to Minnesota. Minnesota, dude. I know, Minnesota's terrible. But Nebraska's playing at home,
I think
Michigan State staff that's just going to throw the ball by people.
Anybody that's listening to you probably feels like Channel 3, Sean.
I just know.
I don't mind it, though. Like, you're going out on a limb and you're choosing to be optimistic. That's okay.
They find a
way.
Doesn't
mean you're sane, but
find a way to be here next week. Let's just party. And then Omaha Baseball would have to, that deleted tweet, they'd have to put that tweet to bed because a local team would be here. Do you know that the 8 seed doesn't play at 9 a.m.?
Hey, listen.
They play at 5 p.m.
If Nebraska gets to the Big Ten tournament, I'll do a cartwheel in this parking lot in boxer briefs.
Shane, do we have that recording?
Yeah, I'll update it.
Wow, so here's a couple of things that I know about you with what you just said. You have no faith that Nebraska will get here.
I'm skeptical.
So, because that would be way over the top what you had just proposed.
Sharpie, where on earth would I get being skeptical from? It's not like I have 40 or 50 games of anecdotal evidence.
I just started this conversation off simply by saying, can they just win? Now it's gone to you would do cartwheels in the parking lot and boxer briefs.
Yeah. I have some paisley-looking Lululemons that I'll rock.
There are people now that are going to root like
heck. Yeah,
root,
I'm rooting like crazy. I'd love nothing more than to lose that deal.
Let's go, Will Bolt. Half-naked Damon Benning at 50th and Dodge.
No, only you would be enamored by the half-naked bit.
It wasn't pretty.
Weirdo. I have my T-shirt on.
Okay.
I've been learning, man. Zoe's taught me how to do cartwheels. I feel pretty good.
Oh, God. Will we have to have, like, the medics on standby?
Wash your mouth out.
Well, what if something
goes
wrong?
Do I look like I'm not fit?
Said you're having some hand problems
with your fitness.
I had some what problems?
Some hand problems or whatever the other day.
Yeah, my joints hurt, but it's fine.
Well, you got to do cartwheels with those joints.
Back on the chondroitin.
Now, are you going to do a true
cartwheel? With no magnesium.
Or are you going to do like a Gary Sharp cartwheel?
No, I'm going to do a true.
It looks like I'm falling over.
No, man, I'm going to do a cartwheel.
All right.
I may even do like round off into like a front handspring.
I'm going to
just depends on how good I'm feeling.
I think Will probably knows what's at stake this weekend.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to add to it.
Hey, send him a message.
I'm going to text
him. Say, hey, DB said if you guys get to Omaha next week, he will do a cartwheel in our work parking lot in boxer briefs.
Omaha.
Yeah, do that.
Touchdown passes.
Jamie's with me. Nebraska wins. Damon does some cartwheels.
Jamie's kind of low-key nuts, though. I'm figuring that out.
I would like anybody that...
He's still getting on me because I couldn't do math with the all-in-one backyard playsets.
Okay.
And by the way, I saw one the other day. There's only 5 now. It's only a 5-in-1.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know what's going on with manufacturing, but how are you going to have a backyard playset and can only do 5 different things?
They've simplified it.
Well, it's a ripoff.
Same price?
I didn't see I think it was $69.99. It was Franklin was the producer. I sent you the link.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you would do. You'd be drunk out of your mind. You and your 4 beers.
Oh, no.
3.
Ooh.
And hammered. Be like, man, what's wrong with Sharpie? I don't know, man. Those 3 ultras got to him. And I know what you'd say to invented Sharpie fashion. I didn't eat anything. I'm on an empty stomach.
Well, if you went ultralight, you could
hit. One day I was.
If you went ultralight, you could hit 5.
I hadn't eaten anything, and all of a sudden, brown liquor is falling from the sky.
I haven't eaten. Come on, man.
I made the mistake of not eating
before. Who are you, Shane?
Okay, so I want this to get started here. Nebraska, we're just going to say they got to sweep Michigan State.
They
now,
might.
Now, there is no, like, if they don't win, I'm doing something. You said this. I just am very optimistic because I'm looking at Michigan State, and Nebraska can't always be this bad at home where they're amazingly, a game under 500 this year. We need to get this started with people that are going to the game. Talk amongst your friends as Nebraska is winning this weekend. Say, this is like the greatest thing for Sharp and Benning in the morning, because the more Nebraska wins, the crazier Damon Benning gets.
Good!
Yeah, that's pretty true, though.
Okay, because if we make
the more
it,
the more I lose my mind over Nebraska's success. That is absolutely true.
So
if football ever won 8 games, I may try to jump over the hood of a car.
That seems extreme.
It doesn't have to be moving.
Okay.
And then I could just slide like Starsky and Hutch and Bo and Luke Duke did. You just slide across and then get in on the other
side.
So
I can do some planning.
I don't have to clear it.
So I can do some planning here real quick.
Yeah.
If this does come to fruition,
yeah.
When would you like to do this?
Oh, sometime next week.
The Big Ten baseball tournament would start on Wednesday, so we got to do it beforehand.
Yeah, that's fine.
So either Monday or Tuesday of next week.
I don't have any problems with it.
Well, I just want you to come prepared. Like, you got to practice.
No, I
like
do
Like, you spend all day Sunday after Nebraska qualifies, you're going to be practicing with your daughter.
Yeah.
Does she do a better cartwheel than you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She's doing handstands along. Head, is it head or hands? She's doing whatever you do, and she can push herself up along the wall.
Yeah, you don't want to be like that guy that throws out the first pitch that doesn't practice. You know, it just goes way off to the left. You don't want to do anything like that.
I could get an endorsement deal if I throw it into the outfield. Do you think so? Hey, this guy's a nut. He's going to throw out the first pitch and won't come anywhere near.
I believe the company is going vertical, not going viral.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. I'm when you're doing a cartwheel, I'm going to be sweeping the parking lot by you, so it'll be appropriate. I like this. You've done you. This is
what
come
up,
on,
Damon.
Will Bolt.
Yeah.
No, because I'm looking. I mean, there's all kinds of ramifications if Nebraska is able to get to the Big Ten baseball tournament for our friends downtown, for
dude,
us,
dude,
for
I will
you,
run, I will
for our
run
listening
it.
Audience.
I will drive down there and give that dude a hug. Personal.
You feeling okay?
I want them to. I want them to win. You know what I mean?
You know what? If they won all three, you know what that would mean? They'd be just win. They'd be a 4-game winning streak.
Yeah, you and Lou Brown. You can count.
We will see if they can put that together.
We call that a winning streak.
Huh? And that's
all right,
what you call
so that
a winning
is,
streak.
What is at stake. But I would like people that are going to the game to talk amongst your friends and the fans that are around there to let people know that when they start cheering, there is a lot that is on the line here for Nebraska to win. Somebody get a hold of Max Anderson, all right?
Hey, Jed said, why are you making us all not root for Michigan State baseball?
I thought, whoa.
Because it's a mind trick. You always say, hey, Sharpie, why are you doing these Jedi mind tricks?
You do those Jedi mind
you
tricks.
Are you are doing
just,
that.
You just said that they could go from 11 to 5th.
I mean, you've got some of the most angry Husker fans that want the baseball season to be over. Now, all of a sudden, it's like the Undertaker coming out of the coffin. They're like, huh?
Just win, man. Get it and see what happens. And if it's for a cartwheel, big deal.
Oh, yeah, because now then it becomes, I'm going to coax you into something bigger if they had success in Omaha. Just think on that one, because I don't know you want to do this cartwheel thing. I'm really surprised.
Bigger.
You've never really done that before. I'm like taken aback. But
wow.
I'm very excited for how you're looking at your later in life.
I'm going to turn a lot
of
yeah. Let's go baseball. I'm still mad over the Bear Grylls thing that Shane actually thought I knew who that was.
I don't think I explained this to Will very well.
Should I said Bear Bryant?
With you.
What's that? Should I said Bear Bryant?
Yeah, Bear Bryant would be different. At least I could understand that spelling. Is Bear Grylls like regular bear, or is it like nude bear, like, or is it like the paint?
I believe it's B-E-A-R, but I don't know why. What's the bear as in B-A-R-E?
The paint?
Yeah.
It's B-E-H-R.
Oh.
Well, curveball, huh?
A little bit. You threw it to the left of the plate on that one.
Lead paint brain. Ooh, burn, huh? You know what lead paint does.
Yes, you're not supposed to eat it.
And I'm pretty sure he was like the teacher on Billy Madison, except it was paint.
Or you, I mean, look at Tommy Boy.
Yeah. Shane, are you the little puppy that could?
I thought the teacher was a girl. Why was I her?
Do we really need to talk about that?
I'm just saying.
Is today the day you make the announcement?
What are you talking about?
All right, back to the original question that led to part of this discussion. I just said, do you think Nebraska can win?
No, that's not what see,
I said.
This
can
is
Nebraska
so
win?
Sharpian.
Oh, my gosh.
All I said
Nebraska
was,
baseball
no,
win three games?
You're the ding-dong that uttered. You do realize they could go from 11th to 5th in this wacky baseball world. They're going to sweep Michigan State. How is that any more strange than me saying I'll do a cartwheel in the parking lot in boxer briefs? It's roughly the same thing.
Go, Cubs, go.
Thank you.
Zachary, right. Okay. Zachary tweets here, think we can get a player to celebrate a home run by pretending dropping trow and doing a cartwheel.
I love Iowa.
That doesn't even have anything to do with it, Shane.
I mean, if you've killed someone.
Now he's mad at you.
I think they've had a discussion about some of the antics when a home run has been hit by Nebraska players this year that they're trying to crack down on.
Hey, so what should they crack down if a guy's like from Chicago and he hits a home run in Wrigley Field?
Who does that?
Should they crack down on that? Or you don't want me bringing up old stuff?
Major league.
At least he avoided the sweep, though. I mean, that's good.
Sure to have some sex.
But he was.
Okay.
He was celebrating.
He's childish.
Hey, what would you rather do? Would you celebrate with yourself or celebrate or take it out on somebody else?
And would you just hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Why would I want to celebrate with myself?
Well, if you hit the home run, Morrell hit the home run, and he didn't take it out on the Pirates.
It depends. I have multiple personalities. I could celebrate with those guys.
Cervantes gave it to, what was it, the New Mexico dugout.
Yeah.
Where's the Jolly Roger?
But
dude is so mad.
I would appreciate a player cartwheel. That would be good for the show.
How about not?
I like this. I like this because this gives us something to pay attention to this weekend.
Yeah, well, you started it.
No, I just said, do you think Nebraska can win three games? And you said, I'll do a cartwheel in the parking lot half naked.
Hey, and by the way, can I address something else before we go to break and talk to John Higgins? Because he thinks we're nuts anyway. The picture that's floating around of all the running backs on the beach, I was not in jeans. Those are blue button-up tearaways. They're not jeans. I just want to, like, and of all the things, I'm standing next to a guy that's in jean shorts. Nobody says anything about that. That's equally as ridiculous as me having pants on. But believe it or not, I know the story. They came to get me out of the lobby. They said, hey, we're taking pictures. And in typical DB fashion, I said, I hate pictures. I'm not taking a picture. So I wasn't planning on going outside. I just want to get that out of the way.
It's ridiculous.
I didn't pack jeans to Florida. I wear jeans once a month. And I'm a grown-up. You think I'm wearing jeans when I'm in school?
I can attest to that. I think I've seen you in jeans twice, and they were like at things we went to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, what else would you like to get out of the way since this is the most nonsensical segment ever?
I did not know that was an issue that had kept you up at night.
Well, one of the guys that I coach with was being funny on social media. Tyler Rice. You know, you can tell DB's never been to the beach before. I'm like, oh, okay. All right, Tyler. What?
No, I'm just letting you know.
Kind of go, yeah. Get it out. Yeah. You know what this is? You know what this last 20 minutes is? It is thermal energy off the refrigerator, two scoops in the dark, no water. Yeah, so there's a little packet in there, and I think it's to keep it from clumping up.
Yeah?
So I wasn't really looking, and I figured it was the scoop, so I just tapped it along my teeth. And I quick did another one because I didn't think it was full. I thought it was the little packet that was in there.
No.
No, it was all powder.
Okay. Hello, puffy coat.
Okay. Did you say that to me, too?
Yeah. Hello, puffy coat.
It's awesome.
John Higgins is coming up next. Tiger Woods.
Who rolls up to the golf course like that?
Well, Tiger Woods is wearing basketball shorts and
a long sleeve tee and his hat on backwards.
Yeah, he's got like a dry fit on.
With the leg sleeve.
He apparently can't park next to the clubhouse, so he's parked away and he's walking down a road in Tulsa.
What do you want him to do? Catch a jitney?
It's Tiger. Go get him a cart.
Yeah, why can't he park closer to the clubhouse?
Yeah. Don't they have valet?
Yeah, he'd like his walking a long way.
Oh, now you guys are Team Tiger. What if he wants to get loose?
What if he's saving money? He's parking in the economy lot.
Saving money?
Have you not been to Epley lately?
Yeah, it's Tiger Woods.
Don't they have a reigning champion designated parking spot for him?
That was 07. Where's Somebody he raining from?
He's still the reigning champion.
That's not raining because it's not.
But it's the last time it was there.
You may have got me on a technicality. Maybe the lead paint isn't kicking in.
The reigning champ is probably playing a Muni in San Diego today.
Yeah.
All right. That was good. Does anybody else think Nebraska can win? Or now do you think that Nebraska, these are the most three most important victories of the entire season? Because what is at stake? Creighton opens up this morning against Villanova. Go ahead, Big East. Make Alan Roden your hitter of the year. All right, 7:36. John Higgins is going to join us next on Sharp Betting in the Morning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.